Sports.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, second hour of the program here on Friday morning. And I was just helping someone, sending an email back, someone saying that they were not getting audio on the WBSM app, but I checked mine and I'm getting audio. So if you're listening now on the radio and you couldn't get your app to work, maybe try rebooting your phone. That usually works for me. Sometimes I'm having this real problem. I use Amazon Music. I have a subscription to Amazon Music. I pay, I don't know, I think it's like $8 a month because I like to get the Ultra HD music that they have. Sounds really good in my headphones, and if I'm, you know, taking a walk or riding my bike or over at the gym, like those are the headphones that I'm wearing, so I want that really great sound. And you can actually kind of be behind a little bit in how the music plays so that it doesn't buffer as much. And for some reason, the last couple of weeks, it will just cut out in the middle of a song for me. And I can't figure out what's causing that problem. If it's my phone, if it's my service, if it's the app itself, but it's just been completely shutting down. So I don't know if maybe you're having a similar problem with the WBSM app, but I can tell you I tested mine out after I received your email and I was getting it. So hopefully you can restart it and that'll work for you. And if not, I always recommend, you know, the general rule of thumb, right? If something doesn't work, turn it off and turn it back on again. And if that doesn't work, I would always recommend you can delete the app and then re-download the app, because some people's phones aren't set to auto update. And then if an update comes out, you don't have the latest version. It can cause some problems. So that's why if you don't have it on auto update, sometimes you might have to do that. By the way, I had mentioned earlier, and we're going to talk in the next hour about the free clothing repair day that's happening tomorrow for New Bedford and Dartmouth residents at Buttonwood Park, at the Buttonwood Park Zoo. But as I mentioned, it's only for New Bedford and Dartmouth residents and proof of residency is required. I forgot to mention that you have to pre-register to have your clothing mended. So you can't just walk in. You have to have an advanced sign up. And if you're not going to be able to make it to your sign up, then you're going to have to let them know so that they can put somebody else in that spot. So I'll have a story up later on with the links in it, but it's signupgenius.com. And then you can just search for free clothing repair day in New Bedford. Or you can go to the Greater New Bedford Regional Refuse Management District website, gnbrrmdistrict.org. Again, gnbrrmdistrict.org. But again, we'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. Until then, 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I had mentioned at the end of the last hour that there was a post that I saw from a local cleaning company. And this, when I saw this, I said, I can't believe somebody did that, first of all. But that the people would actually, so let me just tell you what happened. This comes from, and no, I'm not going to name the company because I don't want people going after them if they don't agree or anything like that. But She says, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, we had a terrible situation happen to us. We arrived at a client's house. The whole family was home, which is, you know, not a problem. She welcomes me in. I clean the entire home. I wrap up my cleaning. She goes to hand me payment. And as she does, she says, I forgot to tell you when you came, we tested positive for COVID. Please, if you or a family member are sick, inform us. We have clients with severe health issues, pregnant clients, clients who care for elderly parents, etc. This was the most disrespectful thing I've ever had happen to me. I had to call my clients for the week and inform them of the situation I was put in. Many weren't comfortable and decided it was best to cancel. This was an extremely uncomfortable, disappointing, and disrespectful situation that I was put in. I had to fire the family as a client. Don't let this be you. So she shows up, cleans the house after she's been in the house for however long. That's when they inform her that they have been sick. And in this particular case, it was COVID, but I don't think COVID really necessarily matters to the situation. It could be the flu. It could be chicken pox. The fact that they waited until the end of the service. I mean, even if the family wasn't home, even if they called and said, hey, listen, we're all sick. We won't be home when you come over to clean, but we've all been sick. The cleaning service might still not want to go, depending on what they're sick with and if it's going to stick around on surfaces. But to have her come to your home, into your home, and then not inform everybody, not inform her that everybody in the house is sick until after. And I think she did the right thing by calling all of her clients and telling them, hey, I was exposed to an illness. In this case, COVID, but, you know, it could have been anything. So now they got their home cleaned, but she has now lost probably a week or two's worth of work from people who thought of themselves selfishly and not only the person that was coming into their home, but all of the other homes that she would go into. I mean, they could have just as easily not told her, and she could have gone and not only gotten sick herself, but carried that into multiple other people's homes. And I just don't understand why somebody could be that selfish. How do you not call ahead and say, you know, how do they not call the cleaning company and say, just so you know, everybody's sick. I don't know if you still feel comfortable coming over. And then even then, if you forgot to maybe call, oh, I forgot that the cleaning company is coming today. Hey, just so you know, we're all sick. I mean, I also use that as an excuse when somebody knocks on the door to try to, you know, sell us magazines or whatever. Oh, sorry, everybody's sick. No, don't want to keep the door open. Everybody's sick. I got a whole house full of sick people in here. It's just me, but they don't need to know that. But it just seems completely selfish to me. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Well, I'm glad you're taking that position. There are some rednecks down in the South that, oh, you got to be a tough guy. That COVID did just a cold. And, you know, there are charges in there's attempted murder, which would be a stretch, but there's willful intention. Was it willful intention to commit great bodily harm? So it's somebody, whether they're playing a prank on somebody and they know they're going to get hurt, or whether or not somebody, like you're saying, clean my house and ha, 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 you got COVID now. There were, I've said from the start that the reason why Trump did a 180 from the very beginning was, as a real estate guy, he knew how much land was going to be freed up when people died early or got sick. They didn't even have to die, but if they ended up with a $50,000 medical bill, all of a sudden their house goes up for sale or they're back 40. And Donald Trump knew you can get land cheap, you know, when you have an epidemic. And so that epidemic just got, you know, a pandemic means it finally got to the North and South Pole. And I'm pretty sure that when COVID, I know it got to the South Pole, and I would expect it's way up there too. But no, it's willful negligence.
Well, I think that the bigger problem here is that I don't think that they had that, you know, kind of intent behind it, or even that lack of intent. I just think that it's just selfishness. You know, and I think that this family would do that in the same situation, whether it was sickness or whether it was anything else, that they would put themselves first. That's the concern that I have. All right, I'm going to hold you there, but thank you for the call.
Lawsuits on it, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Just for loss of income.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. I would at least be telling them, well, you know, you didn't tell me, so how am I going to make up this income? You have to make good on that. So, all right, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Take care.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and jump into this discussion. I got an app chat message from Emmy, who says they should have called ahead of time, but at least told her when she got to the door. Yeah, I mean, how do you let people walk through the front door if everybody in your house is sick? I don't understand that. And then it's up to her, you know, you say, hey, everybody's sick. Well, what does everybody have? Oh, we all have chicken pox. Oh, well, I already have the chicken pox, so I'll be okay. And then you go in there and clean. But you've also got to think, just because you've already had it doesn't mean you're not going to bring it to somebody else. But maybe it was her last job of the day, and maybe she didn't have anything planned for the next couple of days. You know, but then it's up to her if she wants to take that risk. Not, let me make sure I get my house cleaned first before I inform the cleaning person that I've been sick and that everybody has been sick. And also, I don't know this company and how they do things. I don't know what level of sanitation they go to for everything. So if you tell her ahead of time everybody's sick, there may be a deeper clean that she does. There may be different cleaning solutions that she uses, which is good for not only her, but for everybody. I mean, I'm assuming if you're a cleaning company, you're doing a pretty good deep clean. And I've never used the service, but I've seen photos of her work, and it looks like they get everything done really well. I only follow along because I was thinking about hiring them, because I'm lazy and don't clean my house. But I'm still in that mindset of, I'll get to it eventually. And it's not even really that my house is dirty. It's just, I don't always see what other people see. I don't necessarily see that, you know, that layer of dust across the windowsill. When I was married, it was always a point of contention that I didn't see dirty the same way that my wife saw dirty. She would say, did you clean that? Yeah, I cleaned it. Well, you didn't do a good job. What do you mean? Wiped everything down. Now, when I was working in a kitchen, I would scrub everything. I don't know why that didn't translate to home. But anyway, it's like, you know, when I'm washing dishes professionally, it's scrub, sanitize, rinse, dry, all that. When I'm washing them at home, it's like, just rinse that off, throw it in the strainer, it's fine. It's just a bowl of grapes. Rinse it out, put it in the strainer. No need for soap and scrubbing. people are listening to that and listening to me say that and be like, oh, you're such a single guy. Yep, pretty much. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break and be back in a moment. While we are in that break, if you want to enter to win some comedy show tickets, Mercy Meals and More in New Bedford is holding a comedy fundraiser featuring top local comedians. All proceeds will benefit Mercy Meals and More, which provides free hot breakfast meals to the area's homeless population 6 days a week, plus clothing items and medical foot care. The fundraiser is happening Friday, April 26th. That's next Friday at the United Fishermen Club in New Bedford. Doors open at 5 p.m. with a buffet dinner at 6:30, catered by Cove Surf and Turf, along with a cash bar, raffles, and a door prize. The event is for comedy fans 18 years and older. And if you would like to get tickets, you can go to funnyforfunds.com/events. Or if you want to enter to win a free pair of tickets, you can go to WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. So we have those. We have home show tickets we're going to give away today. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. And of course, Win Cash starts up in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, we'll take a break and be back in a few moments.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
Yeah, well, if you could walk on water, where would you want to walk to? I was watching this. There's a great series on Vice. I've talked about this before. It's called Icons Unearthed, where they kind of go into some pop culture phenomenons and examine it from all different levels. And right now there's a season running called Icons Unearthed Batman, where they go behind the scenes of the making of all the Batman films. And last night's or this week's episode, what's it on? Wednesday nights. Wednesday's episode was about Batman Begins, and they were talking about the scene where Christian Bale and Liam Neeson are fighting on the frozen pond that they had to film in Iceland to sub in for the Himalayas. And it was spring when they got there, by the time they found the location. And as they're fighting this sword fight on ice, they can hear the ice cracking underneath them because it's warming up and it's starting to melt. That must have been terrifying. And as they pointed out, they were miles and miles and miles from the nearest hospital if anything went wrong. So very, very interesting insight into the making of that film in particular. But certainly the series overall has been fun, especially if you are a Batman fan. It's caused me to go back and watch all the Batman movies. I'm up through Batman Forever. I've just been dreading having to watch Batman and Robin again. Well, now it's time to go to the Robin to my Batman. I think I've called you that before, Phil, but I will stick by that. Or maybe I'm the Robin to your Batman.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. Let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines from Phil Devitt.
Israel launches a strike against Iran. Trump back in court with a full jury. And a pool of chili claims a Super Bowl ring.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A retaliatory strike against Iran has been launched by Israel. U.S. officials confirm missiles have struck a number of locations inside Iran, with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an airbase in a major city, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. Former President Trump will be back in court today, with all 12 jurors now seated in his criminal hush money trial in New York City. The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. Now 6 alternates must be selected, with the possibility of opening statements starting as soon as Monday. The FAA is investigating a near miss on a runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport outside Washington, D.C. It happened Thursday morning when a plane crossed the runway as another was starting its takeoff. The planes, one a Southwest flight, the other JetBlue, were reportedly just 300 feet away from each other at the time. The JetBlue flight was Boston bound. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is speaking out after employees were arrested for staging a protest against Google's ties with Israel, and 28 were recently fired in connection with the protest. Pichai said that while Google encourages vibrant and open discussion, the company's policies and expectations are clear. Two highly anticipated albums out today, Pearl Jam's Dark Matter and Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department, which you're hearing right now. Swift released the album at midnight and then a surprise second album of sorts at 2 a.m., about 30 tracks altogether. Jason Kelce may have actually lost his Super Bowl ring in a pool filled with chili. He broke the news to his brother Travis on their New Heights podcast after he says he loaned the ring to a competition at the University of Cincinnati. The competition involved teams trying to find the ring inside two inflatable pools filled with Cincinnati chili. He's not sure that insurance will cover the loss.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox unable to complete their comeback attempt after falling to the Cleveland Guardians 5-4 at Fenway Park. They're now last in the AL East and visit the Pittsburgh Pirates for a three-game series starting tonight at 6:40. Big weekend for playoffs in Boston. The Boston Bruins begin the Stanley Cup playoffs Saturday night when they host the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Garden. And the next day, it's all eyes on the Celtics, who are close to finding out who their opponent will be. Game one Sunday afternoon in Boston. Police in Boston warning people to only buy playoff tickets from authorized sellers. Don't go to the secondary people because there's a high risk of counterfeits out there. So be careful.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Today we'll see a blend of sun and clouds throughout the day. Your high in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers developing after midnight. Some patchy fog rolling in near dawn. Your low near 45. Saturday we'll have morning showers and patchy fog. That'll give way to mostly cloudy skies. Your high near 62. And the sun will shine for Sunday with a high close to 60. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station. 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And yeah, beware buying those playoff tickets because this does happen every year. I actually know somebody that got scammed on that. They stupidly, this is back in the Craigslist days. You know, now people usually probably use Facebook Marketplace more. Craigslist is still there, but it's, I don't know people that are looking for things there unless they're, you know, really desperate to find something. But this person bought tickets to a playoff game, Celtics playoff game, on Craigslist. And when they showed up, the tickets looked real. They felt real. They had every reason to believe they were real tickets. The person selling them the tickets told them that they were going to all of the, I think it was the first round of the playoffs. And they were going to all the first round games, but just this particular one they couldn't make it to. And they were just looking to get their money back. So they weren't overcharging for them. They just wanted face value for the tickets. And so this friend of mine jumped on them and bought them and showed up at TD Garden all excited. Him and his son, all decked out in their Celtics gear. They go to get in, and I'm supposed to meet them there because I'm covering the game. I was like, yeah, I'll come up and, you know, we'll have a hot dog or something together. And then he goes to go through, and they go to scan the ticket, and it doesn't let him through. Counterfeit. And he said to the guy, he goes, you know, I thought it was safe to buy these tickets because they were face value. This person wasn't looking to jack up the price. So I assume that must have been legitimate. I thought he was telling the truth about just wanting to get his money back for them. And the ticket taker said to him, he goes, well, that's sign number one that they're not real. They let a playoff ticket go for face value. And, you know, unless it's somebody that you know, don't believe that. It's a deal that's too good to be true. And that's usually the first sign that you shouldn't buy those tickets if it seems too good to be true. So keep that in mind. There's going to be a lot of these tickets floating around Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, even sites that look like they're real verified ticket resellers, but they're not. The best thing to do if you want to find them legitimately is go through Celtics.com, go through Ticketmaster, and they have links to verified resellers. And that goes not just for Celtics, or that's also for Bruins, for Patriots tickets, for Red Sox tickets, although you could probably get Red Sox tickets relatively cheaply. So you might see, might sound like it's a really good deal on Red Sox tickets. It's because they really are a good deal. Especially, you know, a game like last night where it's cold, people don't want to go. You know what I thought about getting tickets to this weekend? Because I've never been. Monster Jam. Monster Jam's happening at Gillette Stadium. You can get tickets for $20. And I said, you know what? For $20 plus the, you know, $10 in gas I'll spend going to Foxborough and back, I think I might go to see Monster Jam just because I've never seen it. And then I looked at the weather, and then I looked at where the seats are. It's going to be like 38 degrees Saturday night, a little bit windy. And these seats are in, you know, the upper tier of Gillette Stadium. And I said, I don't think so. I'll think I'll just stay home. I have a snobbery about Gillette Stadium, apparently, because I spent 20 years going to that stadium and sitting in the nice, warm, heated press box with food and all the bottles of water and soda and Dunkin' coffee I could drink. I've been so spoiled by that that I'm like, sit amongst the unwashed masses. But no, I don't. If I was in the lower bowl, I don't think I would have an issue with it. But sitting up there when it's 38 degrees and windy, I went to the upper deck one time. I mean, I've sat there for concerts, but those are concerts that are in the summer. But I went up there one time during a Patriots game. It was the coldest game that the Patriots had ever played, the one against the Tennessee Titans. I think it was a playoff game. And it was below whatever it was, 30 below with the wind chill. It was ridiculously cold. And there were two guys sitting in the very top back corner of the stadium, opposite of the lighthouse. So in the north end zone, but not on the lighthouse side, on the other side. And they're way up there in the back. And they don't have shirts on. They're sitting there in the cold with their shirts off in this below zero temperatures. And at the time, you know, Dan Pyers was still covering the team with me before he passed away. And I turned to Dan and I said, those two guys got to be from our readership area. Those got to be South Coast people that are sitting up there with their shirts off. In the court. I'm going to go and I'm going to interview them. And so I went out there, put on my jacket, my hat, my gloves. I think I even had a scarf, which is rare for me. And I make my way out there, and it takes a while to get from the press box, which is in the south end zone, all the way out there. And I get all the way up to the corner and I say, hey, can I interview you guys for a story? And they say, yeah, sure, sure. And I take my hand out of my glove to pull out my recorder and press record. And then I put my hand back in my glove to hold the recorder and interview them. And in just that second that I took my glove off, I got frostbite on one of my fingers. So I can only imagine what they must have felt like once the alcohol wore off and they were out there shirtless in this upper corner and it was freezing and the wind and it was, I just don't know how they sat there like that. But then I went back, sat in the press box again and, you know, I've got binoculars so I can keep taking a look at them. And yeah, no, they sat there the whole time with their shirts off. And I'm surprised security didn't come over and make them put their shirts on because of the health risk of that. They warn you about that when you go to these colder games. They warn you that drinking will give you this false sense of warmth and that you'll get hypothermia even though you feel like you're warm. But I don't know what happened to those guys. And they were not from our area, but I still wrote it up in our little Patriots notebook for that game. So it wasn't a wasted trip. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We will return in a few moments. I just saw a story on the news on TV where they're trying to run some tests to study addiction by giving mice and rats morphine and cocaine. And I don't know if that's such a great idea. I don't think we need a bunch of cocaine-fueled rats running around that can feel no pain. But anyway, that's an interesting study. I'll have to look into that a little bit more. You know what else you can look into if you are hungry this morning or just looking for a place to get away from it all for a little while? Check out Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop in New Bedford, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford, to be exact. It is a place where you can get away from all the managed chaos of the day, you know, running around. And luckily, you don't have to get the kids to school today, right? That one more day of school vacation. But you know it's coming back on Monday, right? And also you have work. You have all your other responsibilities that you have to deal with. You need that place where you can just get away, have that cup of coffee, that cappuccino, that latte, whatever it may be. Have that donut or muffin or pastry and just get away from it all. Or maybe you want to bring the kids down and have them have some donuts for breakfast as a treat to wrap up school vacation week, or perhaps you want to stop by and pick up some of their Portuguese pops and their casserole, their chicken salad, their tuna salad, and make some sandwiches for lunch. You can also get them already made if you want to save even more time. Maybe there's some celebrations coming up. Birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's that time of year. Celebrations will be right around the corner pretty much every weekend. And if you want to make those celebrations shine, the folks at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop in New Bedford have got your back. So check them out. Sunrise Bakery, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. So I'm getting some app chat messages here that I want to catch up on. Thanks to Uncle Ken in New Bedford, who says, morning, Tim. There was an update for Amazon Music 2 days ago. Check your updates. All right. I haven't used Amazon Music since Wednesday afternoon. So I will check that today. Maybe they solved that problem. And if it's still happening, then I'm going to have to reach out to them and say, what's the problem here? Because I thought it might have been because I have it set for Ultra HD all the time on both Wi-Fi and on the cellular network. So I thought, well, maybe what it's doing is it's not getting that signal, so it's cutting out. So I just went for best available, and that didn't solve the problem either. Also, Meme in New Bedford says, I'm wondering if the cleaning crew, hold on, let me click on it so I can read the whole thing. Sometimes I can't see them all on the main screen here. I'm wondering if the cleaning crew noticed anyone coughing while they were cleaning. Either way, I personally think they didn't, quote, forget to tell the cleaning company they had COVID. They selfishly just wanted their home cleaned. The decent thing to do is to give them the option to stay and clean or not. Someone could have a very low immune system and bring it home to the rest of their family. Very selfish move. Yeah, if you missed what we were talking about there, there was a cleaning company, a local cleaning company, that went into a home, cleaned the whole home, and everybody was home while they did this. And then as the owner was paying them at the end, they said, oh, by the way, we all have COVID. So they waited until their home was cleaned and the person had been there for, I would assume, a couple of hours before they told her that they had COVID. And then she had to go and call all of her future appointments and tell them what was happening. And many of them canceled. So she not only put her own health at risk, put the risk of others, put the health of others at risk, she also lost money as a result of it. Dave in New Bedford says, I might participate in the clothes mending event. It seems like every pair of jeans I buy, the belt loop stitches comes undone. Always the same one. I wish I knew how to sew. Maybe they have a beginner's course on YouTube. Well, I will say this. Jeans are not difficult to mend, but the belt loop part might be. It's going to need a heavy-duty needle because of how much denim you have to get through to do that. But you could probably mend that yourself and save yourself some money, you know, in the future of having to replace them. But I will say you're lucky if you are somebody who wears your shirts outside of your pants, because even if you do a bad job, nobody's ever going to know. You know, you can just cover your belt loop with your shirt. Nobody would ever know if you did a bad job. If you are going to tuck it in, then you want to make sure you do a really good job of sewing it. I actually used to be able to mend my clothes a little bit. I could sew enough to, you know, sew up a hole in my pants or something. I probably still could. But I don't know. I don't think about that as a possibility. I get a hole in something, I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. Now, if I get a hole in my pants, I will donate those pants because people will wear them with holes in them. I personally won't. I don't like any holes in my pants except for the ones that are supposed to be there. I don't buy ripped jeans. I don't wear ripped jeans. So if I get ones that have a rip in them, I'll donate them. Somebody else will wear them. They'll put more rips in them and they'll look way cooler in them than I ever did. And that's why I don't understand when I go to the store and I see these jeans are ripped and they're more money than the ones that aren't ripped. I'm getting less jean for more money. Little Jerry Seinfeld action. What is the deal? All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 2024 Northeast Home Show is coming to Tiverton. The event is happening Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th at the Longplex Sports Center. The Northeast Home Show is the complete showcase for all your needs in home and garden. Visitors have the opportunity to see and experience the latest home and garden trends and innovations, listen to accomplished designers, watch creative demonstrations, source and buy new products, and so much more. You can purchase tickets now at northeasthomeshow.com or enter to win a four-pack of tickets on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Again, the Northeast Home Show, April 27th and 28th at the Longplex Sports Center in Tiverton, northeasthomeshow.com. And we will select.